Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon in St. Louis, and we, I think, are in store for a great weather weekend. We have Evolution Festival at Forest Park. I'm very excited because, as many of you know, and the crew in here, Fred's in here, Jane and Sue, I'm a huge music fan, and I have not seen any. This is so weird, and some of this is because of the health issues. I haven't seen any live music this year, and I like a lot of this lineup for Evolution Festival. This guy, Sam Fender, who is one of the headliners tomorrow night, is outstanding. There's a guy by the name of James Walburn, who is the lead guitarist in The Pretenders and has been for a while now, but he has a band called His Lordship. It's sort of punk rockabilly. I like it. Really crunchy guitars.
Interesting.
Garage band, you know, punk. It's the kind of music I would say, you know, there's music out there, you go see people live, and you sort of will benefit from knowing their songs and their catalog. With this band, you don't have to know any of their songs. They just rock it out. Like, think Chuck Berry meets the White Stripes meets Jerry Lee Lewis.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
think I just came up
that's
with that,
lot.
Too. That's
yeah.
not too bad. yeah. So I am excited about going out. But James is going to drop by in the next hour. Leland Vittert is going to be here. And this is a fascinating story. I was not familiar with Leland's story. He kind of started his broadcast career being an intern for Charlie Brennan over at KMOX. He's a St. Louis native. He has written a book called Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, My Journey with Autism. So he's on the autism spectrum. When he was a young man, young boy, he did not know it. And he was very socially awkward. And it's a really interesting story. And Fred, you worked with him.
Yeah.
He went on to work at Fox, Fox National, and he's
right
now at News Nation, one of the anchors. But I'm just amazed by the part of the story that I've, you know, read so far. He's going to be tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. at Annie Gunn's on the Airport Road with Charlie. He's going to host a book event, and he's going to join us in, what, like about an hour, I think, Leland's coming.
Right.
Lucky Vittert, his nickname. Okay, so I have a bit of an issue.
Uh-oh.
And I need advice. I need advice. I usually have issues. You guys know this. I need advice from the audience. I need advice from the panel in here right now. I do not know what to do right now, and I'm so confused by it, and I think this is relatable. So let me go back a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, I'm in the house, and it's a day that I'm getting ready to go into work. So it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I
go
start.
Go into which job?
Do I have another job?
Oh, okay. KMOX? At what time?
No, this job here.
But what time?
It was 11 in the... It wasn't like... I wasn't coming
oh,
in
okay
at that. Oh, I see
okay,
what he's
I
doing.
You get it?
He's
oh,
throwing,
I got it.
He's
okay
throwing the red flag down on when I actually come into work.
Ah, I gotcha.
That would be 2:59.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I was at the house communicating with my executive
right
producer.
I working
gotcha
from home.
And I would hear this.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay, so that was like 2 weeks ago, right? So I'm like, damn it. So the first thing you do is you're like, which one is it? Which smoke detector
yeah
is it? Because like in my house, I
have... Is it smoke or carbon monoxide?
No, this is a smoke detector,
okay,
right? So I, in my house, I have vaulted ceilings, real high ceilings,
mm-hmm,
right? So in things echo and sound, sometimes when I can't find my phone, I'll hit the Find My... And
yes,
I'll think it's
yes
in my bedroom, but it's actually downstairs because the sound, you know,
yeah,
ping pong.
Yeah.
So I finally nail it down, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's the one. There's two that are way at the top of the ceiling, and I don't have a ladder that goes that high. But I went to work that day. Yes, Fred, after 1:30 in all likelihood, all right, just to be clear so we get the facts straight and we're not charged like Comey. But I completely forgot about it. Like, I was all ready to say, oh, I need to borrow, you know, a neighbor's ladder because I don't have... So then this morning, I'm up with my daughter, and that's what I hear.
I can't even. It was just
send me over the edge. I wouldn't be able to stop.
Two things about this. Why would it have done that? It literally did it a couple weeks ago, and then just stopped.
Battery.
Okay. All right. So I get my standard ladder. And this is in the hallway that's right next to the master bedroom. I'm sorry, primary bedroom and the laundry room. And I'm assessing the situation. What's a standard ladder, like 6 feet or something like that?
Probably. I don't even know.
I'm listed at 5'10 in the program. I get to the very top. You're not supposed to stand on the top rung, right?
No, you're not.
So I'm on the top rung of the ladder, Mark. And I still can't reach the damn thing. So then, because I'm so smart,
Is this the first time you've dealt with this since you've moved in this house?
No, second time. But the first time was many years ago, and I borrowed a neighbor's ladder.
Okay. All right.
So I'm trying to do this without having to put something out on the neighborhood website, which I still haven't done. So I'm looking at, I'm assessing, all right? I'm like,
man,
I'm reaching, I'm like, I need like literally 6 more inches. That sounds personal. I understand that, but that's about what I need. So like an idiot, I have a little step stool. And I'm
I'm
going to put the step stool on the top of the top rung of the ladder. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
So
you are dim.
Okay. So then I get on top of that and it worked. It's like it gave me the ability to unscrew the smoke detector, to take it down, and then I'm like, I replaced the battery, okay? And this happens every time,
too,
so bear with me.
I can't believe you had the battery, by the way. That's the other thing that happens.
9-volt battery.
Yes.
Like, well, the only reason I have them is because of that, probably. So I find a battery, I put it in there, and at this point, I'm like, you know, I probably should not reclimb the ladder and go on the top rung with like a step stool that
Correct.
Is fitted on the top of the ladder. So
pretty much.
I'm assessing the situation. In the meantime, the damn thing is beeping again when I have the battery in there. And they do this. So I have a couple of...
Did you not press the right button to reset it or something?
That's a good question.
I have no idea because the story's not over. So I have these two benches. My kitchen table is sort of like a picnic table type deal where I have two benches. And I look, I'm like, I think I could put both those benches in the hallway. No. This was actually this work. So they both came together, and I could put the ladder on top of the benches. It actually was very safe because the benches were very stable, and they weren't going anywhere.
On top of the ladder?
I put the ladder on top of the benches.
Oh, my God.
So I put the benches together.
They tell you not to do that. It's like
this
on
is
the
like
side.
Something you'd see out of Circus Flora.
This is the moron warnings. Okay. This is why we have moron warnings.
No, because this actually, these were two very thick wood benches that fit perfectly in the hallway.
What if they had slid?
Well, yes. I would probably broken my back or something. Yes. But anyway, I get up there. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I can reach. Now I don't even have to be on the top rung of the ladder. I can be on the second to top rung, the one that's really a rung. And I can do this thing. So you got to unplug it from something, too, because it's battery, but it's also powered by the electricity. It's got backup. So I have problems putting the damn three-prong thing in the back of it. And I can't see it. I need my reading glasses, a flashlight, get down.
Oh, my gosh.
I go back up there, and I'm like, I got to get... So I finally get it in there, and I screw the thing up at the top, right? And I come down the ladder, and I'm not stupid. Well, I am. But I don't take the ladder down from the chairs yet. And what do you think I hear about 30 seconds later?
Oh, Mark.
So
it wasn't the right one?
No, I have no idea. Here's what I'll tell you. This is where I need
Fred.
This is where I need help because this very incident has repeated itself many times. The only missing part from the other stories is that this one involves me dangerously climbing on top of a ladder because most of them are not that high. But what in the hell? So then I finally get up there again. I unscrew it. I took the damn battery out, and I put the thing in the garage where it's probably still beeping right now. I literally don't know what to do. What is there a chance that the battery that I put in there is not good?
Could be dead.
Yeah.
Maybe, but yeah. I had it in a drawer where there's 2 9-volts. So I know that sometimes like fire departments will help you. Yeah. So maybe I'll call the fire department or something. They'll laugh at me.
They come, or don't they do that when the time changes?
Yeah.
When you fall back, that's when they say
change your battery. But I'm literally in a situation right now where I don't know what to do.
Could you just see if it beeps while in the garage? Leave it out
it
there.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was beeping in the garage.
Yeah.
How is that possible when you don't have a battery?
Did you have a battery in it? No, I left the battery in it, I think.
So the battery probably
wrong machine.
I don't know.
Where's your carbon monoxide detector?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I went through this once,
and it ended up being the carbon monoxide detector.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that's
Here's what I almost guarantee you, okay? You can test me on this. All right? You can ask me in 6 months, in 8 months, in 2 years, in five. Hey, Mark, did you ever fix that, that
smoke detector?
I'll say, nope.
You need to text your handyman.
Phil Handyman might be able to fit. Yeah,
it's an awful.
If any of my neighbors are listening right now, will you please, if you have a taller ladder just to prevent injury, will you drop it off in my driveway?
Do you think that the ladder is the issue?
No, I don't. But it would be easier to do. No, I'm the issue.
No, I mean it's a hard issue. I mean. Sometimes, like, you just have no idea.
But I don't know what to do. I literally do not know what to do.
I would rip it out of the wall, and I'd go get a new one. Because I'm like, I can't. If I can't figure this out, one, I'm not going to have a smoke detector way up there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Take it out and go put it and get one.
You think I could do that?
Mark,
you think I can install a smoke detector?
I have an extra one. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
All I know is...
It's called Amazon.
It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating.
Oh, that noise. There's hardly anything worse.
And it's like that for a reason, because they really want you
to change.
To be
it works.
Crazy about it.
Yeah, but now, okay, great job. Now I have nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Big weekend in St. Louis music-wise. Loot Fest that was what it used to be called. That was a different festival that went belly up. Evolution Festival at Forest Park. Wow, my brain went to a different place there. And Lenny Kravitz going to be there Sunday night as the headliner. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. He's like, Lenny Kravitz is like one of the coolest guys on the planet.
He really is cool.
Kind of pisses me off. But yeah, he's there for the headliner on Sunday night.
I think my
night.
Wife would marry him if she had a chance.
You know what? We can't blame her, Fred. I mean, you're great, but...
Yeah. Lenny. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, I've got a little something for Jane and Fred today in Sue's News. Just a heads up. Well, for one thing, it's National Pancake Day, which I love. Now, Fred, you're an expert pancake maker.
I'm an expert waffle maker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get that confused.
Yeah, I ceded the title. It's waffle maker.
It's waffle maker. Because
that's easier. You like
waffles are fun to make.
I'm pretty good at waffles, too.
Yeah. Is there really a difference in the batter, someone asked me? And there is a difference. I can't tell you what it is. Huh. Or do you mix it, or are you doing it from scratch, Fred?
Oh, no, I put everything, I break the eggs.
I love that.
That's cool.
It's also National Dumpling Day, which is, whatever.
And, I love dumplings.
It's all right. And
I'm on Team Sue on dumplings.
Yeah, they're big at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, right.
Well, Jane's in the demo. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Their chicken and dumplings are phenomenal. I will say that.
It's also Situational Awareness Day. So there's that.
Something that, I've perhaps never been into.
I was going to say, was that for Mark?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say it before you guys did.
You knew what was coming.
Well, you know what? Okay, on this day in history, it was 65 years ago in 1960 when the first televised presidential debate took place.
Wow.
It was in Chicago. It was JFK and sweaty Richard Nixon, which they say that was the first time that television may have had an influence how you look on an election.
Because if you were listening on the radio, you came back with different perspectives on
what
how
they
the whole thing went down.
It should probably just be that today. But
not only
was
he sweaty, I think he also had, like, he needed a shave, kind of.
Oh, he had
a 5
o'clock shadow. Ooh, yeah. That's unfortunate.
I mean, JFK was really cute.
Yep, and
that
there
had
you
a lot
go.
To do with it, I think.
Know.
Just saying.
All right, this one's for Fred, because on this day in history, there's music for this, Mark.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There better be.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Oh, no.
Well, what maybe see. I don't see anything here.
It would have been in 1964. Ethan, did you pull it? Tell me I sent it to him. You know, sometimes we have this issue.
I don't see anything that's labeled Sue.
I sent it to him. Hold on. Dang it.
Okay.
And the music
is 1964.
Want me to sing it?
The Beatles were big in 1964.
That'd be the Beatles, right? We're narrowing it down to the Beatles.
The Monkees. So,
whose fault was it, though?
His. He's pulling it right now.
Ethan. Okay. He's had a couple this week.
Yeah. Are they showing up?
He's doing a lot.
Well, he was filling in for some Wiggins stuff earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's doing a lot. Be gentle.
Well, should we just wait and have dead air until he gets it? Or
no,
he has to come in here. I don't have anything.
Fred, I'll come back to it.
This wraps up a Friday edition of Zeus News. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I'll do it later. In innovation news this week, a startup called Seattle Ultrasonics has introduced a vibrating chef's knife. Now, this seems like a terrible idea, but it's supposed to be subtle. You can't see it move or feel the vibration in the handle. It supposedly makes the knife behave sharper than it physically is.
Huh.
And I'm not sure whether that has to do with how you humanly move it, and then, but apparently if that's built in. So I'm interested in that.
I feel like I want to call BS.
Do you? You don't think it'll help?
I'm not feeling that. Uh-huh. I think it's a gimmick, but I could be wrong.
When you carve up your turkey, you have the two-bladed electric
thing. And that I do like. I do like that.
Well, this is just a slimmer, lean-down version of that, isn't it?
Well, then, are we ready for Fred?
Yeah, I think this just...
We're ready now.
Okay. You guys, 61 years ago today, in 1964.
Yes.
We couldn't have missed this one either.
Exactly.
That would have been bad. Oh, my goodness.
I would have sang that one for you.
Fred's favorite show, Gilligan's Island, debuted on CBS. Now, of the seven castaways, only Ginger is still with us. Tina Louise is 90.
Good
How
for
about
her.
That? Isn't that great?
Good for her.
And then, the weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed.
Not only was that Fred, one of Fred's favorite shows, but was that number one, Fred?
Oh, yeah.
I had to pick one, it would be that or maybe the Brady Bunch from that era for me.
Well,
for
that's interesting you should bring that up, because 56 years ago today, in 1969, the Brady Bunch debuted.
Woo!
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
I saw this on the ex formerly Twitter the other day, or Instagram. Somebody said they put up the picture, you know, from when they're doing the intro, and they're all looking at each other from the different frames, and said, how did they use the platform, what's the thing that you watch people on when you have meetings? Zoom. How did they have Zoom back in 1968? Because it does. It kind of looks like a Zoom call.
It looked like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Well, the Brady Bunch house in North Hollywood is going to be open to the public for the first time ever for 3 days in November. But bookings, as soon as they announced it, have already sold out, so you can't get in.
But isn't that still like a residential area?
Well, they redid it.
Okay.
And they redid the Brady Bunch house. It was a thing on HGTV. And
did
now
they turn
letting,
it back into?
Yes, they turned it back into.
That's 70s decor.
Woo.
Totally awesome.
We watched... everything that was up there. There's some episodes that are not on the streaming platforms. I can't remember which it was.
But
there's a few that aren't up there. So if you go through the seasons, like you'll see 16 episodes, and like episode 8 and 12 are missing. But Alexa and I watched them all.
Did she love it?
She loved it.
Now, was there an episode, am I making this up, that Marsha met Bobby Sherman?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
That might be true.
I don't know.
I don't even know how I would make that up, but of course
I don't remember that one from rewatching it. But you could be right. Again, some of them are not up there. Maybe
I still have my Brady Bunch album.
Sherman. Okay, I thought you might like that one as well. All right, AI says while the character Marsha Brady never met teen idol Bobby Sherman on the Brady Bunch, the actress who played her did later appear with him on another show.
Oh, okay.
That must have been what it was.
All right. Thank you, AI.
Thank you.
Okay, so while the Brady Bunch debuts, at the same time, the Beatles released Abbey Road.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
A lot going on at the same time.
It was a crazy year in 1969, so this song came out.
I mean, if I'm rating songs, Here Comes the Sun and Sunshine Day, they're pretty close.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah. We should have pulled Sunshine Day.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
That might be my favorite Beatles song. It's hard to choose. And, okay, back to science news. I'm not sure that this is really, they're calling it Scratchgate news. People have been complaining that Apple's newest products are scratching super easily. Mark, you have a newish phone. Is that true? You're kind of an Apple guy.
I have a 16 Pro. No, I think they used to scratch up a lot easier, but I don't really have a problem with
anything.
I'm getting
a new phone this
weekend. Ooh,
that's exciting.
You're
going to get the
17? I'm going to get my, yeah, they just came out, so I
might as well.
You going
to get the 17 Pro, though?
Probably.
Okay.
All right.
They're pricey.
Are they?
They are.
She can handle it.
Because then, no, because then I'll get in trouble at home.
But I always go for, I go for the same thing. I go for the top model. So, but I just got the 16 Pro.
Well, I really am interested in the camera because I want to bring that on my trip.
Right.
Well, and that makes sense. And you do want to have that.
What? Do you have, what model do you have now?
Oh, I have a 13.
Okay, so just get the 16. It's fine. It's cheaper. Get the 16 Pro.
He just doesn't want you to have a better phone. Get the 17.
And then I can show you guys all. Now, have we gone to iOS 26? Or
yes,
are we complaining?
And I don't like it. All right, so I'll just say that. But we got to do a random fact.
Okay, sorry.
And finally,
I do want to hear about that, though.
Finally, in Sue's News, we do have today's random fact. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's quick. Most kangaroos are left-handed. And that's it.
Brilliant.
For Sue's News.
It's because they're boxers. That's really hard when you're a left-handed boxer.
Oh, see?
Look at that, Fred. There you go. Sue's News
Hall
in the books
fame.
For a Friday. Paul Hall coming up. Frank Cusimano later in the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're going to talk a little entertainment with Paul Hall. I have a friend who saw this movie last night, One Battle After Another.
This is Bob Ferguson. I was a part of the French 75. Steve Lockjaw just attacked my home. And I cannot remember, for the life of my only child, the answer to your question.
Maybe you should have studied the rebellion text a little harder.
I need to find my daughter.
Well, then call us back when you have the time.
Did you just...
I've seen a little marketing for this. I'm a little confused, but you know who's going to straighten it out for us? Paul Hall from Common
Please.
Guy Films this afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Oh, you give a lot of faith to me by saying I am going to straighten out a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, because if you know anything about Paul Thomas Anderson, and I know you do, Mark, he can be confusing for people. He goes a lot of places in the course of his movies. Now, you either love him or you hate him. And you either love films one-off or hate them one-off. Like, There Will Be Blood was something I really loved. I was not nearly as high on some of the other things, like Magnolia.
Right. Same for me. Absolutely. There Will Be Blood was fantastic.
That was a good movie.
But there were, you know, other things that he's done over the years, which I liked Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Oh,
I
loved
that one, right?
Yep.
But he is a unique director. So what's the concept here?
So here's the deal. It basically, we go back quite a while ago to a point where Leo DiCaprio's Bob and his girlfriend are part of the revolutionary effect to try and compare it to the Weather Underground back in the 60s type of a feel. They are doing things. They're going all radical, bombing things, just taking over and trying to, quote unquote, make a difference in the world with what they're doing. Now we fast forward years later, after a real uncomfortable attack on a migrant camp years ago, they move forward to today, and Bob, played by Leo, is on the run with his daughter, kind of hiding from a colonel who never let them go. He wanted to find them, and why is the question, as the driven man. Now, here's the deal about it. It goes all over the map. We deal with conspiracy theories. We deal with racial theories. We deal with hate groups. We deal with everything under the sun in the course of a almost 3-hour movie.
Whoa.
And I felt to myself this should have been so much better than it was. I've seen the early reviews come down, and they are different from me. They love it. I just like it. And I don't know if that's good enough to get you through 3 hours. Now, you've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, great actresses and actors throughout, Tiana Taylor and others. And yet, I just wanted more. I think at times it felt very disjointed. It felt like it didn't know whether it wanted to be humorous or serious, didn't know what was taking totally as serious as possible. I just think if you're an Anderson fan, you're going to want to go see it. If you're not, you may find a better use for 3 hours of your time.
Yeah, the friend that I mentioned saw it last night said, yeah, it was long. He appreciated some of the performances, including Sean Penn, but you're not inspiring the masses here this afternoon. No. How about this one called The Lost Bus? Is this a theatrical or not?
Yeah, it's starting in theatrical. Eventually, it'll move to streaming. Apple TV Plus gives it to us. Of course, they were one of the studios behind F1 earlier this year, so they're getting into the big-time, big-budget-type films. And this is director Paul Greengrass, another person.
Oh, yeah.
This one I absolutely love.
I like him. Matthew McConaughey's in this one.
Thanks to all drivers. There's a situation developing at Ponderosa Elementary. There are 23 kids who are stranded. Is there anybody in the area that can pick them up? Is there anybody that can go and pick these kids up?
963 to base, I can get them.
My son's up there with his grandma. It's too late.
It's not too late.
Is this based on true story or not?
Yes, it is. Okay. The Paradise Fire in 2018, 85 perished and hundreds else were injured. A fire that took over Paradise, California and the surrounding areas. This is something that Matthew McConaughey delivers a performance that will have you in tears throughout. You need to bring a box of Kleenex into this one. If you have a heart. If you don't have a heart, don't worry, you can leave it behind. It really totally tugs at your heartstrings a little bit because of his relationship with his son in the film, his relationship with his mother in the film, and the relationship that develops between McConaughey and America Ferrera, who plays Mary, who's a teacher at the school. Mary's a very straight-laced, by-the-book teacher. She wants to take this route out. She wants to go here. She wants to do it in her time. And Kevin's trying to get everybody out as quick as possible. There's a fire coming, and it has no boundaries. It is a film that will have you just from word go. A lot of intense moments. I found myself on the edge of the seat for a lot of this. And like I said, you'll need a box of Kleenex. The cool thing about this, and I hearken back to Sue and her great random facts. In this, his son in the film, Sean, is played by his real-life son, Levi.
I noticed
and
that.
His mom in the film is played by his real-life mother.
I noticed so this the credits, is, yeah.
And they didn't know, like Greengrass didn't know who they were when Matthew pitched them to him. He purposely took their name off it and pitched him an audition tape, and Greengrass was like, these people are perfect, and that's who they ended up with in the film.
That's cool.
That seems like one, it's going to have a short theatrical and then be on Apple TV Plus.
I got a feeling it might,
right.
Unless you get out and see it, which I think in a theater where you can shut out all the distractions and really get into an intense film, it's a great place to go see it.
Let's talk a little streaming. Are you watching Black Rabbit, Jane, or not?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
Okay, I'm 4 episodes in. I think it's a little slow.
It.
This is the one we talked about a little bit last week, Jude Law. And he plays a restaurateur who started, I guess, a club restaurant with his brother, Jason Bateman, who kind of comes back into the picture after being away from the city for a while. And there's kind of weird stuff happening behind the scenes with both brothers that gets intriguing. I like it, I think, mainly because Jason Bateman's character is very different.
He's always good.
And, you know, but it's a little slow, though, I think.
A little slow, but, you know, it's one of those where you're like, I don't really like any of these people.
Yeah.
You're like, there's not a lot of redeeming, but, you know, but Succession, they got away with it. And, I, you know, It's intriguing. I like the fact that you have the one brother who's really sanctimonious about, oh, his brother's a screw up. And then
We find out
that, right, you know,
there's
the apples
parallels.
Are still close to that tree.
Yes.
And so I thought, you know, I don't know. I like it a lot.
I don't know where it's taking us. That and we'll see.
But Slow Horses started.
Slow Horses is out with its, yep, is it fourth or fifth? And I'm
fourth.
All caught up on that. So
fourth.
I'm going to start that this weekend. What else do we got out there streaming-wise, Paul?
And Morning Show.
Well, a couple things interesting happened. The Savant was supposed to premiere on Apple TV Plus this week. They have postponed that. Jessica Chastain stars, and if you take what she put to social media on it, she's not one too happy that Apple TV pulled this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk shooting. It is a film, or I'm sorry, a limited series. I think eight or 10, I can't recall, episodes, and it deals with stopping gun violence and mass shootings before they happen. So it's definitely one that maybe was a little too touchy right now. Some people call it something else, but it may be a little too touchy. That was supposed to start this week. That is postponed. It will come back, and we'll talk about it more when I can actually talk about it.
Okay.
In theaters, too, couple quick hits. June Squibb is back. She's our favorite 90-year-old, for sure, in the movies. 97 this November,
bless
by the way.
Heart.
Unbelievable. And she's in a new film directed by Scarlett Johansson called Eleanor the Great. This is the first time Johansson's behind the camera. And after you see The Lost Bus, you may need a second box of Kleenex for this one. It's a Holocaust story like you've never seen a Holocaust story told, about a woman who loses her best friend and goes back home to New York and gets a lot of notoriety for a Holocaust story. Chiwetel Ejiofor is here as well. Another great performance from him, as usual. Eleanor the Great is something told very different than anything you've ever seen, a Holocaust story. And Dead of Winter takes Emma Thompson to Minnesota. And it's kind of a thriller. It's kind of a slow burn thriller. That's in theaters as well. I was turned off early on when almost the first word out of Emma Thompson's mouth was oofta. And I was going, okay, come on. This is a little too much trying to make Minnesotans look a little oofta.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't overdo.
By the way, on the June Squibb front, I always like to mention this. You know, she's from Vandalia, Illinois. She worked at the Muni. That's one of the ways that she got her start. And then, you know, she was born, as you indicated, she was born almost 100 years ago, 1929. She converted to Judaism in the 1950s. So some notes about June Squibb there, because she is local. We like to lay that claim down every once in a while. Paul, anything else you want to mention before I let you go this afternoon?
Those are the biggest ones. Netflix just is bringing some of the new theatricals back. 28 Years Later is out there for you to get a chance to see, and a couple of the others. This is a slow week, but as we get to September, these theatricals are getting better. The streaming releases are getting better, and you're going to see some amazing things in the next couple of months if you like film.
Oh, good.
So
that's
exciting. I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but the other one I'm about to press go on is the Ethan Hawke show that's on Hulu. It's an FX show called The Lowdown. Have you seen that yet, Paul, or not?
And it's got Tyrion Lannister.
I have not. Yeah,
who,
not Jane? Done with there
Tyrion
yet.
Lannister.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, from, you know, Game of Thrones.
All right.
What's his
it
real
looks
name? I forget.
Quirky and interesting. It looks. I don't know if it's Elmore Leonard based, but it looks a little Elmore Leonard-y.
Who is it?
If you will. Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of what it looks like. It's on Hulu, FX show. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com, my friend.
Have a great weekend. I'm facing Justin Herbert in fantasy football, so I hope your Chargers suck this week. How about that?
Whoa.
How about just Justin has a bad game, but Omarion Hampton runs the ball a lot?
Okay.
I'm good with you. Good with that?
It's a compromise.
All right, well, compromise.
Well, I got up this morning, and I immediately flipped on the Ryder Cup, and then I immediately was a little disappointed that I flipped on the Ryder Cup, Frank Cusumano, and I don't think things have gotten tremendously better in the afternoon session, have they, for the Americans?
Well, it's a little better, Mark, after that rough beginning. Right now, it's 4-2. Patrick Cantlay just hit a bomb, which really helped. So the McIlroy-Lowry-Cantlay-Burns is through 16, and they're all squared. And then on 18, we're trying to get a half point out of Bryson DeChambeau's group. But I tell you, John Rahm, I think, is the story. He went 2-0, and he also kind of symbolized what the European Ryder Cup team is all about. He refused to talk about himself. He talked about his teammates, talked about how this is a team game, team championship. And, you know, if they win it, that's been their story. That's the reason they've won, even though the United States may have more talented players like Scottie Scheffler. Still a lot of golf left, though.
Yeah, the host team has won the previous five Ryder Cups, but again, it was a rough start this morning, unfortunately. 4-0 in the Friday morning foursomes. So you need 14.5 points to win this thing. If it's a tie, the Europeans get it. They just get to keep the cup because they won the last one in Rome. But yeah, they're playing a little catch-up through the weekend. It doesn't, you know, I was reading some of the stats yesterday, and it does not bode well for a team when they don't get started Friday morning very well, and it couldn't have gone worse for the Americans.
Yeah, you know, and you were watching, so you saw that McIlroy-Fleetwood pairing. They just look like a group that, like, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus to their prime wouldn't beat. I mean, that camaraderie, their chemistry, they just have a feel for it, and they genuinely like each other. I'm not saying the Americans don't like each other, but Europe just has a real team feel to it.
Yeah, but you know, like Scotty didn't do very well today, and Russell Henley, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Ludvig Åberg, you know, didn't have any trouble. So that was disappointing. But look, like you said, there's a lot more to come this weekend. Let's talk a little Mizzou football. Great victory, of course. We spoke about this on Monday. We got UMass in town. I mean, it's that shouldn't be an issue at all. However, you don't want to do like a Mizzou thing in a game like this, right?
Right.
Well, it won't be because UMass is horrible. They lost to Bryant University. Now, I've never heard of Bryant University. I've heard of Bryant Gumbel, not Bryant University.
So, well, I wonder what their mascot is. I got to look that up.
No Bulldogs. They're the Bulldogs.
Look at our little mascot savant.
So how do you approach that game if you're drink? Because that you got to at least kind of try to stay fresh and work on some stuff, because then you got the bye, and 2 weeks from tomorrow, Alabama comes to town.
Yeah, I think once the game is like 35, 40 points, then you take out Ahmad Hardy, you take out Bo Prabula, because Lord knows you do not want to get those two hurt when you're up 40-0 against UMass, okay? So the big one, you're right, it's a couple of weeks away. And Alabama, you talk about in a precarious position. Yep. They're at Georgia, then they have to go to Mizzou.
Oh,
their
yeah.
schedule is so brutal. Kalen DeBoer, I think, is in trouble in Alabama, I think, as we speak.
So last week, a super disappointing weekend for the Illinois Fighting Illini, who got dog walked by Indiana. 63-10, I think, was the final. But the schedule continues on for them this week. They're on Big Noon Kickoff. They host USC. I mean, I think that we can all agree that after last week's performance, they probably shouldn't have ever been ranked as high as they were. But I don't know. How do you respond?
They ninth or
they
something?
Were ranked ninth. How do you respond after that bad of a beating like that, Frank? How do you respond?
Well, first of all, I think that this is going to be a good game for Illinois, because think about this. USC is playing a game at 12 o'clock Central. That's 9 a.m. their time. Illinois has to be in the worst mood possible at home, and I just can't picture a Brett Bielema team, having two bad games in a row. I think Illinois is going to come out and play really well tomorrow.
So it was a nail-biter up at Wrigley Field this afternoon, wasn't it?
Let me tell you something. If they ever have a home run derby contest in Wrigley Field, Miles Michaelis should be the designated pitcher.
Oh, no.
He's pitched 11 innings in Wrigley Field, and he's given up 9 home runs.
Oh.
Whoever signs him next year, and God hope it's not the Cardinals, he ought to have a little stipulation. Do not pitch a game in Wrigley Field. He hasn't been horrendous, but when he goes to Wrigley, he's the worst pitcher on the face of the earth. They get beat 12-1 today.
Oh, so ugly.
Yeah, and it's almost the pain is almost over, I suppose. I had Mr. DeWitt and Bill DeWitt the Third on yesterday talking about meeting the Pope, and we addressed some of the things related to the team. I just feel like you got to give us somehow some hope in the offseason. I just don't know where that's going to come from. What do you have coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
We are loaded with stars. John Mozeliak's final interview in studio. We're going to talk with the great Ahmad Hardy from the University of Mizzou, and we sit down with Dennis Gates, coming off the greatest recruiting class in Mizzou history. So the stars are out Sunday night.
Jane, I don't know if you're following what he signed, what Coach Gates has signed for next season. First of all, there's a good team coming in this year, I think,
yes.
with the experience
it
they have.
Stacked.
But his recruiting class for next season is amongst the top five
in
the country,
isn't it? It's the only
school
in the country with 2 5 stars, and they just added a 4-star this week.
And he's such a cool dude, and I can see how these kids relate to him. So that's exciting, Frank. Absolutely. Look forward to that. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Ryder Cup. You're probably on a golf course right now. We'll talk Monday afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right, take care.
Bye, guys.
Jane, you have a great weekend as well. Enjoy the weather.
Yes.
You're not going to hit Evolution Festival, are you?
No.
I'm not the biggest music festival person, but I like some of the artists, and we're going to talk with one of them in the next hour as well. And then we have Leland Vitter coming up. He was St. Louis native, mm-hmm. went to Fox News, is one of the anchors on News Nation right now, has a fascinating story because he had autism and very awkward childhood going up. It was horrible. The kid didn't have friends growing up, and his success story has been one to really take a look at, and he's got a book about that right now. So we'll visit with him. It's all coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.